Shall we begin Perek Yud Beis? Perek Yud Beis, this to some degree is a continuation of the theme, yesterday's theme, the end of Perek Yud Aleph, where Yirmiyahu complains that he has been the target of assassination. In fact, I came across yesterday something very interesting, that throughout the Sefer, we're going to find that Yirmiyahu his life was in danger. He was, they tried to kill him four times throughout the Sefer. This is the first of four times that we come across this idea that his life was in danger. I saw from Chaim Kenievsky Shlita that he says it's merumas in the beginning of the Sefer. In the beginning of Sefer Yirmiyahu, Divrei Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu. Min hakohanim asher b'anosos. Okay, then the pasuk goes on to say that Hashem will strengthen Yirmiyahu. Where is the pasuk? I'm going to protect. Okay, no, we'll leave for another time. I don't know where the pasuk is. But in the beginning of the Sefer, Hashem says to Yirmiyahu, you need not worry, I'm going to protect you. Because there were four different situations where his life was in danger. Once is here, he was in danger from the people of the city of Anosos. The second time he was in danger from the Kohanim. Yirmiyahu came into the Beis HaMikdash to offer korbanos. They wanted to kill him. The third time his life was in danger was when he presented Megillas Eicha in front of Yehoyakim. He told Yehoyakim the korban's going to come, and he wrote for him the first three of the five parakim, Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, and Perek Dalit of Megillas Eicha, and presented to Yehoyakim, and Yehoyakim ordered that he be put to death, and he narrowly escaped. And the fourth time was where the Bnei Yisrael, the people living in Yehuda, they wanted to kill him as well. So here we have a total of four times which his life was endangered. Here is specifically the people from Anosos. And we're going to see soon that the people from Anosos were mild relative to the people of Yerushalayim. They were much more ferocious in wanting to silence Yirmiyahu, and the psukim indicate that their evil, their acts of Avera were much greater than the people in Anosos. But here we learned at least about the people of Anosos. They wanted to kill him, and the way they wanted to kill him was unique, in that it would be through poison. To poison him, and he would gradually die, and no one would be able to say that Yirmiyahu was killed by his fellow landsmen. No one, because he would die gradually, and they would attribute his death to natural causes. Now that theme is going to come out again a little bit more in the following psukim. But first, we take a bit of a shift, a bit of a detour, where Yirmiyahu begins a new theme, and he says, and he complains to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the age-old concept of tzaddik v'ralo. Why is it that the wicked tzaddik v'ralo v'rasha v'tovla? Why is it that the wicked people succeed, they prosper, are they successful? And he demands from HaKadosh Baruch Hu an answer for these questions. Now, this is a very, very sadistic pasuk, because this pasuk here reveals the proper hashkafa in asking questions. Today, unfortunately, we live in a world where if you ask too many questions, you're silenced. The fact that you even have to ask the question is an indication that you're not bikaris, and you're silenced, and you can't ask, you can't complain. Just follow along with the program, and be happy. If you want to know what's good for you, that's not what we learn from Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu asks very challenging questions, very tough, disturbing questions. But the big difference is his preface is, even if you don't give me an answer, and even if I do not understand the answer, it doesn't make a difference. I still accept the situation. It's just, I want to know. I have a right. A human being is put in this world. He has a right to inquire. He has a right to be curious, to understand the ways of the world. But the questions have to be built on a foundation of acceptance, even if you don't understand the answer. We know the classic story where a person comes to a Baal Musar, a Rashiya, and he says, he went off the derech. And he comes back later in life to his Rebbe, and he says, why did you go off the derech? So he says, I had a lot of questions. I had a lot of questions. So he said that those weren't questions. Those were I forgot how this goes already. They weren't questions. They were just excuses. They weren't, even though a person asks a question, you have a question, you don't have to always know the answer to the question. That's what I think. That's one of his. We mentioned this a few weeks ago with Uri Zohar. Uri Zohar had a lot of questions. Maybe you told this to me, where he had a lot of questions, and when he was becoming religious, and he went to one of his teachers, and the teacher says, "I'll tell you what. You have good, valid questions. Come spend with me a Shabbos. Just sit by the Shabbos table, and after Shabbos, we'll discuss the questions." And he came for Shabbos. He was overwhelmed with what he saw. And after Shabbos, he said to the host, "I have no questions." Now, what do you mean he has no questions? He certainly, the same questions, he had the same questions he had before Shabbos began, but he had those questions after Shabbos began. The only difference is that seeing the experience of Shabbos in this person's home created a new sense of emunah that you don't need to know the answer to all of your questions. That's obviously what happened. It's in very basic yisod. And that is really what Yirmi here does in a very powerful way, and it's certainly a template, it's a guide for us, for every person, for this generation, of how to deal with very difficult questions about what is going on in this world. And he begins, Tzadik Ato Hashem. Rebbein Shalom, let's first, a disclaimer. Disclaimer is, you are a tzaddik. Now, even though, after with that said, now let's begin. Ki oriv eilecha. I'm going to quarrel with you. I'm going to ask you some very difficult questions. I'm going to make trouble. There's going to be strife. Ach mishpotim adaber osach. However, you have to understand that mishpotim adaber osach, I'm not asking these questions because want to use it as an excuse to abandon the faith. I just need mishpatim, means I need to have a sense of mishpat, of justice in my life, to understand why I am suffering, why, what purpose I have here in this world. I need a sense of mishpat. But Hashem, if you're not going to give me the sense of mishpat, it's okay, because I've given you the hakdama, tzadik ato Hashem, you're a tzadik. So there really are three parts to this expression. Tzadik ato Hashem kamo. Hashem, the disclaimer is, you're a tzaddik. Ki ariv eilecha kama. I'm now going to say nasty things. And understand, it's not because I want to rebel. Mishpatim adaber osach. I speak with you words of mishpat to get a desire of self-worth or under understanding. Let's finish the pause, then we'll see. And what's my question? My question is the age-old question that has been asked by every person, every one of the Ishaya Tanakh, in one way or another. Iyov wrote a whole sefer about this. We learned Iyov, a whole sefer. Moshe Rabbeinu also asked this question over and over in Parshas Bo, Parshas Shmos, Parshas Bo. Lama hariyosa la'am hazeh. And Eliyahu asked the same question, Yeshai asked the same question, Yecheskel asked the same question. Everyone asked the same exact question in different words, in different form, based upon their experience. And his words are, Madua derech rishoim tzolecha. Why are the ways of the evil successful? Shalu. Why pull bodei vogad? We translate the words backwards. All those people who perpetuate evil, who commit crimes, they are bodei vogad, they do evil things, shalu, they are in a state of peace and tranquility. They have wonderful lives. Nothing bothers them. And the next pasuk goes on. We'll read the next pasuk. We also nitatam Hashem. You yourself planted them in this world. Gam shorashu. They take root. Not everything that you plant takes root. It's a bracha. Siat d'shmaya, that if something you plant should take root. Yelchu, they go. They succeed. They move forward in this world. Gam osu feri. They have children. They have nachas. They have success. And even they brag that they're religious. They'll say that they're religious and they understand the ways of Hashem. But the truth is, V'rochoik l'shil yoseihem, they are far, you Hashem, are far from their thoughts. The fact that they say Baruch Hashem, and they say B'siyata D'shmaya, and all of these good things, it's meaningless. They have absolutely no regard for you. You are far away from their thoughts. Okay. Now let's see these two psukim together. Let's see first the Mitzudo Savid, Pasik Aleph Tzadik, Amar Hanavi. The speaker here is Yirmiya. Yodati Hashem, I know Hashem Kshata Tzadik Bidovar Asher Oriv Elecha. My Hakdama. I know that you're righteous regarding the matter that I am going to bring up. I'm going to bring up some tough questions, and I know that if I do not understand the answer, or if you do not want to give me the answer, one thing remains firm: you, Hashem, your ways are just. Like we say in Hazinu, Hatsur Tamim Paolo Kichol Derachav Mishpat Kel Emunav Ein Avel Tzadik V'Yasharhu. Those words are very critical words in Emunah, in Amuna. Because unfortunately there are a lot of apikorsim out there that start saying that Hashem makes mistakes. Hashem, you know, overall Hashem is 99% on the mark. But what do you want? You know, there's a little Ein Tzadik V'Aretz Asher Yaseh Tov V'Lo Yecheta. To say such a thing is pure apikorsis. Pasuk is clear as day, it's our limited understanding, and he's coming to express that point over here in the very beginning, but yet he's going to fight. Even though I acknowledge that you're right, I still want to debate you. I want there to be some dialogue, some understanding. Leman das es hatam b'hasiba, to understand the reason and the cause. Beautiful pasuk. We learn from Yirmiyah, you're allowed to question. Anyone that is silenced is not right. It's not right for people who have questions. They're allowed to ask questions. Lo al hayosi mesupak in tzadik atal biyadach b'dincha. My questions do not come from a doubt that your ways are unjust. I fully acknowledge you, Mishpat. It's just that I have a right as a human being to ask questions and to be curious. And now begins my question. Madua, v'zehu divarai, here is my question. Madua, derech Hashem metzlachas. Why are the wicked successful? V'chol habaydim yoshim b'shalva, all of the evildoers, they sit in peace. The omar zeh, the Mitzudo Stavel L'Shitaz, it says Al Derech Pshat, he's referring specifically to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was as evil as it gets. He compared himself to God. Adam Elo Elyon, I'm no different than God. And look how successful he succeeded in the Shonu Beis Hamikdash, everything he has. How could it possibly be there such a thing in this world? Pasuk Beis Nitatom, you have planted them. Immediately when you planted them, their root, they took root and they produced a trunk. Pisaim Bolohem Hagadula, immediately from the get-go they were successful. Yelchu Vigam Holchem Umispashtim the Isim Peros Mirubos, they succeed, they produce fruit. Ritzon Loimar Bonim Ubne Bonim Yoshim Hagadula, it's not just one generation, it goes on for many generations, their success. I have Buluch, I have Gedula mine. Alright, different gear sois. You are close in their master. What does this mean? Some of these wicked people, they realize that it's not, crime doesn't pay. And in this world, if you go and you're an atheist, or you're not bikoires, it's not gonna sit well with society. So they go through the motions. They say yes, Baruch Hashem. The relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is close in their mouth. But Yirmiyah says, we all know the zehu min hasafa v'lechutz. This is lip service from the lips and outwards. Avol rochak atah mimachshavos kil yoseihem. You Hashem are far from the thoughts, their innermost thoughts. V'lo yaminu b'cha b'emes. They do not sincerely have any belief in you. Let's see Rashi. Rashi is the same idea. Tzadikat Hashem ki ariv elecha kishe esvakeach imcha. When I now begin to debate you. I begin to challenge you. Your dati, we should know from the very get-go, I'm not coming to I don't have any doubts. Ki titztak bidvorecha, you are truly righteous. Ach, chofetz ani lidaber mishpatim oisach, I want to speak with you words of mishpat. I want to speak with you harsh words, like we said before, lehoidi eini darkecha, so that you should make known to me your ways. Moshe did the same exact thing. Hareni nos derechecha, show me your ways. And what's my question?
Isn't that the human field that it has to be blind faith is very different
from the human field? I'll say again.
Blind faith is very different.
Exactly,
so
right.
You have to question.
Exactly.
It is blind faith. It's
That's exactly what it says here in this pasuk. And therefore this is an open rebuke to any society or any type of hadra, any type of derech and chinuch where people are silenced. People are silenced. You have a question? Frask. How dare you ask the question? Right, that
flashbacks.
What? It's not. It's clear as day. This is a very beautiful pasuk. It says the foundation is Tzadik Ato Hashem. Once we have that foundation, it's healthy, it's allowed, it's encouraged to ask questions. You see that in the favorite, what more do you want? It's in the Bible, it's right here. That's what it says over here. And Rashi, Mesudas explains, that's how he explains it. Maduna, what is my question? My question is the ultimate question. Madua Derech Rishon Tzolecha. Shenosato Gidula, so we're focusing here specifically on one individual, but it's true for all situations in life. That's why we have the Nevi'im. Shenosato Gidula L'Nevuchadnezzar HaRosha, you have given him success. V'tatzlichehu L'Hachriv Beischa, you have given him the ability to destroy your home. Period. Dover Acher, that's the focus of this pasuk. Or the same idea, not reference to Nevuchadnezzar, but in reference to the people that this I mentioned we started, to the people of Anosos, his hometown. It's a continuation on the previous psukim, previous parak, where Yirmiyah was warned by Hashem that he is the target of assassination. Watch out for them. Yirmiyah was furious that he was fooled by his own people. He demanded that he should live to see their korban. And that's what he's mentioning over here as well. Why do you allow these wicked people in Anosos to survive? The Rachel Anshe Anosos Hoyot Soyek, he was crying, he was calling out the Kore Tagar and was issuing a complaint. Shalu Loshoin Shalva. Shalva means why the wicked live in a state of peace and security, serenity, tranquility. They have no daigus. Everything goes their way. I saw another interpretation of Shalu. Shalu means to err. To make a mistake. And what it means then over here, it's a much, if you translate it to make a mistake, there's a much deeper message here is, Hashem, why do you allow the wicked to prosper? They serve as a bad example for the entire world. In other words, Hashem, it's not in your best interest. It's one thing, a person's a Rasha, he does Averos. Alright, so Hashem doesn't care. You want to do Averos, I'll punish you when your time comes. But Hashem, the fact that wicked people are successful, so the innocent, naive, vulnerable hamoinam, when they look at the leaders in society, they see the tzaddikim, they're poor, they're persecuted, they're unsuccessful. They look at the rishoyim, and they're successful, and they're happy, and they're peaceful. So which path in life would you want to take? Of course I want to be like the Rasha.
But if everyone followed halacha, right?
Halacha?
But the dinner is following yeah. Hashem, right? And they were always rewarded, and the people of Be'er didn't get rewarded. There would be no
Bechir, no Yetar. But there has to be, you're right, but there has to be a balance. Yirmiyah seems to be saying over here is that the balance is off. There has to be Bechir Chavshas. There are people that are Rishon, that are successful. But here in Nevuchadnezzar, the degree of success of the Rishon sometimes is so awesome, it's so amazing, it appears that it's not a 50-50 choice. It's a 90-10 choice. You find tzaddikim, you do find tzaddikim that are successful, and everything is fine by tzaddikim, but more often than not, you find that the rishayim, 90% of the time, crime pays. They do the worst things, they get away with it, they have wonderful lives, they have children, grandchildren, parnasa, health. So the balance of bechira chafshis is off. It's 90-10. That's really what he's asking over here. You're right. It can't be. It can't be. Tzaddikim always win because then there's no purpose of this world. There's no bechira chavshas. But it has to lechayr be at least 50-50. And more often than not, in this world, it appears that that crime does pay.
But you know, I don't know if that's necessarily true, because we had history. We had times where the entire nation had. Were bountiful in goods and material wealth because they followed Hashem. We had those, well, we had 40 years, good years, and then all of a sudden, boom, they fall off the cliff again. So I don't know that if we did everything correctly and we were rewarded that we wouldn't have Bechira. Obviously, no matter what, we end up with a Bechira.
Okay, but Yirmiyah is looking at the situation in his time. In his time, at this moment in time when the Churban is about to happen, he's looking at Nebuchadnezzar, who is clearly an extremely evil person and has enormous success. He came out of nowhere and he dominated the world. He's now about to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, something that was unfathomable at this point in time. And that seems to indicate that crime pays, and the balance of Bechira is way off. That is what it appears at least at this point in time. And I think every person in their life you see it to some degree. People that are not the person works very hard and you go nowhere, and other people that are very wicked and they very successful.
The deck is stacked against you, so it shouldn't be.
There should be balance. There should be a 50-50 balance, and it appears that in his time it's not 50-50. So therefore, the question, if you read the words here, Derech Hashem Tzalecha, Shalu Kol Bogdei Voget, which means, I'm not sure to how to translate the words precisely, but it means Shalu, because of the Kol Bogdei Voget, because of the people who do Averos, Shalu, other people make mistakes. They look at them and they see that it's worthy to be wicked, to rebel, because then you will be successful. Therefore, Yirmiyah is complaining to Hashem, how do you allow this? The machine's not working? What's the problem? It's not working?
It goes on and off.
It goes on and off? I think the battery over here is dead. Dr. Friedman, the battery on my thing is dying. That's why.
Are you positive or negative?
All right. So this is what they are the cause of other people making mistakes. Okay. Let's see the Radak. The Radak here. Let's put a new battery. Thank you. Oh, we have now a nice red light. Okay, is it better now? Okay, let's see the Radak. The Radak pasuk al tzadikat Hashem ki ardev elecha she'ardev elecha. I'm going to quarrel with you. Kolaymash im oimer she'ardev elecha. If it appears that I'm quarreling with you, lo yitochein. From the very beginning, we have to make it clear that it's not real, it's not true. Sha'atot tzadik ve'eli lachlik uzeh. I'm presenting my disclaimer. It may appear that I'm coming to quarrel, to argue, but it's not so. I'm not coming to argue on you. I'm ach mishpatim adaber oisach. Ach adaber imcha ka'odam hanishpat al chaveroi. I'm speaking to you like a person that wants to... take to speak words of justice al chaver on his friend, and wants to debate with him regarding a specific matter. Ki ani navuch b'zeh, because I am distraught, I am confused in regard to the following matter. What is that matter? Madua derech rishaim tzolecha. Why are the wicked people tzolecha? Why are they successful? Ki hayu b'yisrael rishaim matzlichim. So look at the Radak. The Radak over here is a third interpretation. We had so far that he's referring to Nebuchadnezzar, or he's referring to Bnei Anoses. And now we have a third interpretation referring to the people in Yisrael. He's referring to the wiki doesn't say, he doesn't refer specifically to the Bnei Anosos, the Anshei Anosos, but Stam, the people in Chol Yisrael, Rishoi, Matzlichim, V'chein Tergibyonason, Zekai At Hashem Milamdon, Hashem, you are righteous. And he goes on to say the same idea is that the tzaddikim, is that the wicked people are successful. Pasuk Beis in the Radak, Nitatam, you apply to them. Moshul al hatzlochasam shikayemes ferleches vigdoyla. Over here we're using a tree or a plant as a moshul, a metaphor for the success of wicked people. Uve amro nitatam. And by selecting the word that you have planted them, Heraki Toivas Harisham Tovulchem Eisakel, this is indication that it's given, there's divine approval. It's not that they've done this on their own. Just like a tree only survives because HaKadosh Baruch Hu graciously allows it to exist. Lo shayolachem derech mikra. It's nothing which happened by chance. It's clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sanctioned that they should succeed. V'chein oma b'toyrah, u'mishalem l'saynov el panov l'ha'avido. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself rewards the wicked people only that they should consume their reward in this world, so they should be destroyed in the next world. Kitargumo, like it says in the Targum, which we'll leave out for now. Next word is that they take root. Shoy roshu, mibinyin poal hakovet. This is a grammatical term. Ashel derech hamiruba. I don't know what that means. V'chein kol shoresh be'eretz, v'chein bal shorosh be'eretz gizam. Another pasuk, which also means the same thing, is that they've taken root. They have taken root in the earth. Next words of the Radak, Karvata b'fiyem, you are close in their mouth. Im yikru ucha b'tfila oz yaz kirecha b'shvua l'sheker hu. Sometimes these wicked people, they pray in the name of Hashem, they make oaths. Their oaths are lies. When they say, I swear by God, it's a lie. They couldn't care less. They're just going through the motions. They they want to be on camera. It's a total lie. They do not believe that their destiny, their success depends upon you. You're the one of those grim, those evil. That the piskami, the words of your Torah, are close. Maybe indeed we should see. I have to find. I should take with me. Okay, here is later. 1 second. Kvasim Cholov. And here is the Targum. Targum and Pasik Perik. Yudays Pasik. I don't have Targum in my edition. The art school, for some reason, did not put the Targum. I guess there's not enough space in the page. But you have the Targum. You have the Targum in your volume. But I am cheating because not only do I have the Targum, I have the translation of the Targum into Hebrew. Okay, so let's see. Thanks to Oitzah Chochmah. See, Oitzach, you can't get this today. This thing doesn't exist. This sieve doesn't exist today. But thanks to technology, we have here translation, Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis says, Ki kayem tinun, you have established them. Av takifu asaru, you have also strengthened them. Asaru, you have made them wealthy. Af kino nichsin, they have acquired assets. Now here's something very interesting. They have acquired assets. Kirivun piskomei oirai soch bipu maihon. They tell me they chachomim. They go to the Daf Yomi every day, these people. These rishoyim, they are wicked people, and they sit by the Daf Yomi, and they take pictures of them, and they have them on the big screen. Such nice people, look, the Talmidei Chachamim, that's what it says. It says, V'chas Hashem, Cholol they wouldn't go to. No. It's one thing, that they couldn't get away with. Okay, Piskomei Oraisa, it's really a shock, it's really, this Targum is very revealing. Just because you go to Daf Yomi doesn't mean you're a tzaddik. I mean, it's pashut, but like, look what it says. So Yomi says these were shoyim, they krivun pisko me oirai soch bipum hoin. Not like what Rashi and the Mitzvah says is that they make a shvua, they swear in Hashem's name, or they mention Hashem's name in their conversation. No, they're Talmidei Chachomim. They say Shalashudas Torah. That used to be an expression that you say about a person. Yeah, it's like a Tzonis expression. Yeah, he's a Yudea Sefer. He's a Talmud Chacham. He says Torah Shalashudas. But when you say about someone, yeah, when you say that expression about someone. Yeah, you know, he says Torah by Shalash Shudas. It's usually a sarcastic way of saying he's a faker. He's a faker. He's a faker. He's a phony. He's a phony. He makes believe he's a big tzaddik. Ad kedei kach that he'll say the divrei Torah Shalash Shudas. But the truth is, watch out. You don't hear that because people unfortunately don't have Shalash Shudas anymore. In the shuls in the olden days used to this standard thing. Every shul had Shalash Shudas. What shul didn't have Shalash Shudas? Today, I don't know, the whole
Florida,
Shabbos. The whole industry has taken a turn.
California.
So are they really Rishonim or are they just the doubters?
No, they're real Rishonim, he says. They're real Rishonim, and this that they're doing is just to make it look good. They make it look good for a start. Look, you have this phenomenon today all the time where people they grew up one way and their children went to Haredi schools because just somehow that's what happened. And then all of a sudden the parents now, because of their children, they're wearing black hats and they go to Daf Yomi and they play the part for Shaduchim. They need to wear a black hat. They need to go to Daf Yomi. Come on. This is not how they were brought
up.
This is not how they were brought up. It's all a show. It's okay, so you want to say, no, it's good. Listen, Torah is learning Torah. But you understand what I'm saying. Over here, nothing is new. Nothing is, everything that happened, Ein Chodosh Tachas HaShamesh. Whatever we have today, we have back in the time of Yirmiyah, it's all the same. They go and they learn Torah, Kreven Piskomea Raisa Bepumoin Urechika Dach. The Targum always does this. He does this 100 times, and he says when he always adds the word, "They're not afraid of you. They lack Yiras Hashem." It doesn't say that in the pasuk, but the Targum always injects that into his translation. They make believe they're tzaddikim, but they're lacking Yiras Shamayim. Okay, let's go back to the Radak.
But the question is: this is the first time is he's just questioning this? Before?
No, this is this the first. Well, at least in the Sefer, we're only up to.
You should start off with that type of thing, you know.
I mean, the whole Sefer Yirmiyah.
Yes, history. There was people Rishayim who were rewarded.
But it's personal. Every person has a personal experience. So here he's describing his personal. We wouldn't have him questioning Tzaddik V'Ra Eloyim until now.
People of Anosis were out to kill him, so it's time to complain.
Before that, he was in the bar.
Okay, let's. This is his complaint. Now let's go to the next part. Next part over here is V'Ata Hashem Yidatani. Now you Hashem Yidatani. Now we're going. This is the continuation of his complaint. You Hashem Yidatani. You know me, Hashem. When I'm asked this question, he's going to explain. Don't think a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm coming to challenge you. Do not think for one moment that if I don't get a good answer, I'm going to abandon the faith. Chas v'shalom. I'm just coming, Hashem, to know. I want to understand. I'm a human being. I'm a right to be curious. You Hashem, you know me. Tir'eini, you have seen me. You have seen my innermost secrets. You have tested me. You have tested me throughout my life to establish the fact that I am sincere. I am a maimon, I'm a believer. And therefore, I don't understand why you're doing this, why you allow them. And from my perspective, here he writes, here he says, Hatikem, it would be I would advise you, Hashem, that you should uproot them. Uproot them, katsoin litivcha, like sheep for slaughter, the hakdishain, and designate these wicked people, liyoim harega, for a day of death. these wicked people, instead of being successful and having children, grandchildren, and being rooted in the ground and having success, they should be designated for destruction. They should be on death row.
What he
cursed the Anshei Anasos. So let's go back and see the Mitzvah's Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel Yedatani. Hallo Yedato Isiya, you know Hashem, you know Hashem. Tivatili be, you have seen my heart. Ubochanto Oisa, you have tested me throughout my life. Imhu itchol lehamin b'cha, if my heart is with you, to have faith in you. Return Eloimar. Makir ani biatmi shenigla l'cha taluma slave. I recognize that you, Hashem, you know the secrets of my heart. V'imkeni Yedato Shedrocha Katam Michil Yosem. Therefore, you know that they, the wicked people, he's putting a little bit of a twist over here in this pasuk over here, is that you know that being the, I think what he means to say over here is just like that you know what goes on in my heart. Hashem, I'm aware that you know my innermost thoughts. Likewise, you know their innermost thoughts. There's no difference between me and them. If Hashem knows my dark secrets, Hashem knows their dark secrets. And you know fully well that they don't care about you. They don't think about you. It's all a show. Ki ein davar nela mimeka. There is nothing that's concealed from before you. And therefore, here I come to beg you, Hashem. I demand justice. Hati came. Ulochein, therefore, it's my request. Hati came. Uproot them from their success, al el hatifra, to slaughter. Ketzayin hazel, like these sheep, v'hazminam, designate them liyom harega, for a day of death. Rashi pasuk gimel v'yato Hashem yudatani gam alan she'nosos ha'imdim olai. Azraini helped me. Ki ato yidatani. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you help me against my evil neighbors. Help me. Ki ato yidatani. You know me, Hashem. Hatikem katzon l'tivcha. Nitkom min hachayim l'mavis. Uproot them from life to death. And he has a French word. Kimo ad hatikenu oisaminu ir. Until another pasuk. Until you uproot them. Another, we find the word over in the use of another pasuk. Until you uproot them from the city. V'haktisham. Haktisham means designation. We all know that word. Kodesh. Kodesh, what does Kodesh mean? Does it mean holy? That's not what it means. Because a harlot is called a Kedesha. A man who is Meyuchit, a prostitute? That's a woman. But a man that's mafker himself, a male prostitute, so that's called a Kodesh. There's a Kodesh and a Kadesha. That's the furthest thing from holiness. That's the complete opposite. The answer is, that's not what it means. The word Kodesh means designation. A man or a woman that has been designated for the purposes of Zenus. An object that has been designated for holiness is Kodesh. Here as well, Haktishem, the day that has been designated for retribution. Let's see the Radak Pasuk Gimel. V'ato Hashem Yidatoni Tireini. V'ato and you Re'ei Osi Bamesh Sha'ani. Hashem, look at me. Look at what I'm worth. Uvachanto libi at itcha. Uvachanto libi shehu itcha. You have already tested my heart to determine this with you. Loi kilavam she'ata rachok mimenu. Not like their heart, the hearts of the evildoers who is far from you. Imkein lamuch ulama heim b'toiv ani bara. Therefore, here the Radak is in ani bara. Why do they succeed and why do I suffer? It's not just Rosha v'toivloi, it's tzaddik v'ralo. The aged old question. Hati came, well, didn't he know the answer from Moshe Rabbeinu? Doesn't hear me, you know. Hashem said to Moshe, uponai lo yirahu. You'll be able to see it in retrospect. You'll be able to see Reisa esachorai, uponai lo yirahu. Didn't hear me know what it says in the Chumash? He had predecessors. Didn't know from Yeshaya. What about Eov? When did Eov live? According to some, Eov already was long ago from the time. Everyone, I think, Eov was way before, according to all opinions. According to all the, not all, but probably 95% of the opinions, Eov was way before. So didn't he already know all these things? Obviously, the answer is that Ein Adoy Meshmiel Ria. It's very good to learn all these things intellectually, to read the books, to understand these concepts, but when you experience yourself, tzaddik v'rala, rosha v'toivloi, then it's a different question. Then you have different questions and you have to experience and express it yourself. That's the purpose of life. You go through all these things yourself, you experience it yourself. I always remember 9/11. So everyone was watching on television, online, and the radio. And then he heard this over and over. Then all the politicians, finally when they secured Ground Zero, So all of a sudden the politicians arrive. Bush, and then Clinton, and this one, and that one. Allah became a big celebrity appearance to come there to 9/11. And everyone there, if you listen to the speech, they all said the same thing. Eina doimesh shmiel l'ri'iyah. I've been looking on television, watching, looking at the images of Ground Zero, and I saw it, but when I come here and I see it in real life, I see it live, it's just a devastation. The Khorban is just enormous. You can't really capture it by looking at a screen, looking at the images on the screen. And that's a very powerful mashal for life. Everything, you know, it's one thing, you can read what it says in the book, you can read what it says in Moshe and Eliyahu and Yeshaya. But over here, when Yirmi himself experiences what it means to be the target of assassination, it's a different story. The Rebbeinu Shlomo got a problem. Sadik v'raloi. Or you didn't learn a daf gemara, you don't know the end, there's no answer to the question, all of a sudden you have these questions. That's right, and you'll experience it, it's a whole different story. Next, v'ata hatikeim kitzon l'tif. For the next words of the Radak, he's now begging Hashem for retribution. Up with them, like sheep for slaughter. Kemo ad hatikeinu oisam en uir. He has the same pasuk that Rashi quoted. The same word there means to uproot. Amar elu hashalvim harashaim. These people, these wicked people that live in security and peace, hatikeim mimakaim, uproot them mimakaim, rivtsam lirasam, lie them down to their evil. Lie them down in a place of evil. Katzon l'tivcha, like sheep are set aside for slaughter. Ve'hakti sham, ve'hazminam, designate them. L'yoyim hariga, l'yoyim sheyiyah boi hereg rav, a day when will be much death. Ve'hu yoyim ha'chorban, day of chorban, hizminam l'cheref. Ve'lo yeh l'hamokim l'notzam in ha'hereg. So according to Radak seems to be saying, referring to the people of Anosos, and he's saying that when the Nevuchadnezzar comes to the people of Anosos, let them get what they deserve. Let the Nebuchadnezzar indeed come and kill all these people, and do not provide for these people of Anasos escape. V'oz yoydeh la'olam ki rishoyim garm rishosam garm lohem, that their wickedness brought about their defeat. Avlata yesh mevucha behatzlochasim, but right now I'm confused. I can't understand the logic why you allow these people to be successful. Halavai, when Nebuchadnezzar comes, let him, Nebuchadnezzar, kill, destroy these evil people. Okay, now we come to Pasuk Dalet. Now Pasuk Dalet is a very big mystery. Who is the speaker? Is Pasuk Dalet a continuation of Yirmiyah's confusion? Or is Pasuk Dalet the beginning of Hashem's response? There are many opinions. Some opinions we'll see in a moment hold that Hashem did not give an answer. Hashem just ignored. But Hashem says there is no answer. Shtoik kach ola b'machshava. And according to that interpretation, Admosai Teval Aretz would be a continuation of Yirmiyah's complaint. The difficulty with that interpretation is, why is there a break? Why is there a parsha stuma? Here it's a parsha stuma, which basically is like a new paragraph. It doesn't, you don't need a new paragraph, it's part of the same conversation. If you learn like the commentators that Admosai Teval Aretz is Hashem's response, so it makes sense why there's a break, and at least the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's giving a response. Hashem indeed is giving a response. Let's just see the positive, we'll see the different interpretations. So here, either Yirmiyah is questioning Hashem, or Hashem is responding. Admosai Teval Aretz, how long will the earth remain in the state of mourning? The Esev kol hasada yivash, and the grass of the entire of the fields should wither. May ro'as, due to the evil of Yoshveva, the evil of the people that are dwelling in the land, safsa behemos. Okay, safsa behemos va'olf, the animals have withered, the animals have ceased to exist. Ki amru, they have said, lo yira es achariseinu, they do not see our end. Okay, let's see the Mitzvah, how he explains this pasuk. Pasuk Dalet Admosai, v'zehu teshuvas hamokon. The Mitzudos learns that we are now beginning Hashem's reply to Yirmiyah, Ka'imer, Halai Hu. Kaloimar, Halai Hu Amad Lios Ritsua Mardas Ali Shal. So now you have to remember the Radak is learning that this pasuk is not, this conversation was not said in reference to Anshan Nosos, but was said in reference to Nevuchad Netzar. And Hashem responds, I have established Nebuchadnezzar Leos to be a whip, of retribution, or a whip of rebuke to my people. Ritsuas Mardus, when his slave is rebellious, the master takes out the whip and whips the servant. That's what Nebuchadnezzar is for the Jewish people, Al Yisrael. Leos, to be Shevet Api, to be the rod of my anger. Ki Ad Mosai, because Hashem says, I'm angry at my people. Ad Mosai Tia Arzi Nishchoso. How long will I tolerate my land to be destroyed? The Ispo Yivesha, the grass to be dry. Besibas, due to the cause of the Rishoim Yoshreba, the wicked people who live in the land. In other words, being that Eretz Yisrael was impoverished because of the sins, because they were sinners, the land became impoverished. The cholsa behemo behemos va'oif, and the animals have withered. Kilois tarbina ba'artsam gemul pisham. And they will not. They will no longer. The animals no longer lie down in the land as a punishment for their sins. Ba'oimram shani einu roi, and why? Because what is the root cause of the sins of the people living in Eretz Yisrael? When they say Shani Ein Roi Achrisam Ladas Ma'ayeh B'Sev, because they claim that Hashem anyway does not know what's going on. The people that lived in Eretz Yisrael, they claim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not know the future. He does not know. Okay, so what does the pasuk mean in its entirety? Now he summarizes the entire pasuk. Question mark. Hashem says to Yirmiyah, Should I allow my land to be desolate forever?
I got it. Let
Nebuchadnezzar exile them from the land, the Yimreik Avoinam, and their sins will be cleansed, the Yashuvu El Artsam, Vitiya Oz, Eretz Chemdo Kimioz, and then the land will be restored to being a pleasant place. In other words, our Kodesh Baruch Hu was answering Yirmiyah by saying as follows, the Paskan inside is, the reason why Nebuchadnezzar is successful is because I need him to be a punishment for Klal Yisrael. And the punishment is for the best of Klal Yisrael, so they should do tshuva, and the land should one day be restored to its beauty and to its state of success. So if we read the pasuk again, with this interpretation inside, Ad Mosai, Hashem responds, you know why Nebuchadnezzar is successful? Because how long do you think I'm going to tolerate Averos? Ad Mosai Te'ev Al-Aretz, how long will I allow the land to be in the state of mourning? The Esav Kolasa Yivash, how long will I allow the grass of the Eretz Yisrael to be dry? Meroas, due to the sins of the Yosheva, Sofsa Vehemos Va'of, due to their sins, animals and birds have ceased to exist in the land, which means that the land is a sick land, and the root of the people's... sin is ki amru, they say lo yira esachariseinu, they do, Hashem does not see our end. Hashem does not know what is taking place. Let's see that Rashi pasik dalit ad mosai tevel oritz vesev kol soda yivash ad kan divrei hanavi.
I got it.
Veruach hakodesh Mishivasai, and from this pasuk and onward, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responding. Meiroas Yoshei Bos Sof Sabeim Asov. Due to the evil of the people who live in the land, the animals and the birds, and the animals and the birds have ceased to exist. Okay, Teval. The next words, Teval, Techrav. Teval means to be destroyed. Sofsa, it means Pundivor. Acher Belas. It means to cease to exist. Ki amru yoshe aretz hazos lo yires achrisenu ein golu lefonav ma'ye b'soifah. The people living in say that Kadosh Baruch Hu does not know what's going to be the end. It's very interesting the way he describes it. Is Hashem does not know the future. We have a principle of Kadosh Baruch Hu that is hoya hoyve v'ira yia. This is one of the great paradoxes in believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Bechir Chavshas. If Hashem knows the future, how then do you have Bechir Chavshas? How does a man have free will? If Hashem knows what you're going to do in the future, so it's predetermined your decision, what you're going to do. And if you do truly have free will, then Hashem cannot possibly know what you're going to do in the future. So these two concepts are contradictory. And obviously it goes to show that we really do not have an understanding. Kiloi, machshavoisai, machshavoiseichem. The thoughts of Kadosh Baruch Hu are not like our thoughts. And here it's a very unique pasuk where we had this already a few times, but Klal Yisrael is making a statement that they do not believe that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can predict the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoya, Hoyve V'yia. Hashem knows everything that will happen in the future, and here is a lack of. It's one of the Yud Gimel animamins that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoya, Hoyve V'yia, and here they're in denial. Let's see, Radak, Pasik Dal. Radak elaborates exactly on this point, exactly who is the speaker in this Pasik. Ad Mosai Tevel Horetz. Ad Mosai Yezeh, Shehukdashu Eile Liyoyim Hariga. So obviously the Radak over here is saying that the Pasik is a continuation of Yirmiyah's complaint. Yirmiyah is still the speaker in this Pasik, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how long will it be Ad Mosa Yezeh Shehukdashu Eile Liyoyim Hariga Kishateva La'aretz V'hu Yoyim HaKorban. How long will it be until these people will be designated for their death? How long will you allow these people to survive? Ad Mosa Yezeh Shehukdashu Eile Liyoyim Hariga, that these people should be designated for a day of death. Kishetevah la'aretz. Oh, I'm sorry. How do you say? Question mark, and then comes the answer. Ad Mosai. And the answer is Kishetevah la'aretz. V'yoyim ha'chorban. Let's read the next words. V'esef kol hasod yivash al derech zeh v'zal derech haflaga v'chein tzav sabahema. This is an exaggeration. Just the words. Mnei ma teval v'tishoches aretz meroas yosheba ki amru hadayon hadin noisein hadin noisein shlo yinotzlu eilu harishom hashal v'miyom hariga ki heim oimrim b'shalvosam, because they say b'shalvosam lo yir achariseinu im yom lochem nevi o emes hakel yobi achariseinu l'ra afal pishatem shalvamato. The heim when they say lo yira kelach, they say Hashem does not see our end. Ki ena mashkiach banu of masenu the eni yodei ma acharisen. Okay, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure I'm explaining it right. Safsa. The next words of the Radak. Safsa inin kiloyon. It means come to an end. Kimoy ha'af tisbet tzaddik in Russia. Will you bring to an end the tzaddik with the Russia? Ela shipol yotze. Paul Oimed, two different types of grammatical forms. Okay, that's really the main critical part of this Radak, which opens up how he expresses what he's trying to explain. Everything until this point in time is the words of Yirmiyah. Why are the wicked successful? V'loy heshivoy hakel. Hashem did not give him an answer. Okay, Hashem did not give Yirmiyahu an answer. So that means, according to the Radak, every single part of this pasuk is part of the question Yirmiyah is asking. And Mosai Teval Aretz, Hashem, how long will you allow the earth to mourn because of the success of the wicked people? The Ace of Kolasod Yivash, Meroas Yashivash, Subsidem of Oif, Kiyamu, Lo Yira, Sacharay, Saint, they all said, Hashem doesn't see our end. How long, Hashem, will you tolerate this? Will you allow this to continue? What is Hashem's answer? There is no answer. Hashem is silent. Hashem now, we begin now, Pasuk, we begin now a new idea, which it would seem is an answer from Pasuk, but we have to see exactly how the Radak is going to finesse the next pasuk to continue in his theme that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not giving an answer. To review, we have here basic two approaches. Yirmi asks the question, why are Rishon successful? Pasuk Dalet, is this a continuation of his question, or is Pasuk Dalet already the answer? Hashem is answering. The reason why they are successful is because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Nebuchadnezzar to be a Shevet Api, to be the source of divine retribution, and that demands that they be successful to be elevated to punish Klal Yisrael. Okay, now let's do the next Pasuk. What's the one more Pasuk? Pasuk Hey, Hashem now says something very, very, very powerful. And there are a lot of interpretations to understand what this means.
Does Rashi say that Hashem is answering it?
Right. Rashi and the Mitzudos. So we said Rashi and the Mitzudos explain that Pasuk Dalet is Hashem's answer. And the Radak says, no, it's part of Yirmiyah's question. What is the answer? The answer is Hashem allows wicked people to be successful so that Hashem can use them as a tool to punish Klal Yisrael for their sins. And their punishment is not pure, it's constructive punishment, so they should do tshuva and the land will return to its prior glorious state. Okay, let's go to the Pasuk Hey. Hashem says to Yirmiyah as follows, Ki es raglim ratzta vayal ucha. If you would have a foot race, if you would be running in the Olympics, and you would have a foot race, you'd run a marathon, and you would run with other people, you would become tired. That's the reality. There's only that much a person, only that many miles you can run until you wear out, until you're worn out. So you run a foot race. Everyone is just like you. You're all runners. You're all using your feet. And raglim means your feet. If you're running with your feet, ratzta means to run. Vayalucha, after running a few miles, you're tired. Eich al achas kama v'kama, there's no way you, a human being, can compete with a horse. Because a horse can gallop and it can run miles without getting tired. So, kal v'chomer, if you were to run and compete with your fellow man, after running a few miles, you would get worn out. Al achas kama v'kama, if you would compete with a horse, you don't stand a chance. The eich Tisachare is a very unique word, a beautiful word, which means to compete. How do you attempt to compete es hasusim with the horses? With the Eretz Shalom, now that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashal. And now the pasuk says the mishnah. Now there are different interpretations. I'm presenting one, the simplest. Hashem says, you're here in Anosos, and you're complaining over here in Anosos that the people over here are Rishoyim, they're out to kill you, and you can't deal with criticism. You're having a very hard time dealing over here with local politics. If you can't take the heat in your high school politics, okay, you can't take the heat in the kitchen over here, you're competing to become the president of your ninth grade class, and someone criticizes you and says something nasty and you go berserk and you make a scene and you start demanding justice and calling for their obliteration or their destruction, you want to one day run for president of the United States? What's going to happen when you they put you on the world scene and they super analyze you for all your shortcomings? You're not going to survive. If you can't survive here with your own people in Anosos, how do you expect to succeed in the mission that I'm giving you to go to Yehuda, to Yerushalayim? In other words, we haven't even gotten started yet, Yirmi. You've been giving Musa here to the Anshei Anosos. This is child's play. I'm sending you soon on a mission to go to Yerushalayim and let them have it. And in Yerushalayim, the wickedness of the people there is off the charts. And there you're going to need to be tough. And you're going to have to be able to tolerate criticism. You're going to have to be able to deal with harshness. So, Yirmiyah, I'm giving you Musar. Don't complain so much. The last Yibsukim, you've demanded justice, you've demanded to wipe out the people of Anosos, I shall live to see their death, and then you say to me, Hashem, Tzadik, Ferala, what's going on over here? Russia, Vitovlo, you let these people survive. Hashem says, Yirmiya, cool down, cool it. Take a cold shower. This is nothing. You ain't seen nothing yet. What's coming up against you? If you can't, if you get tired by having a foot race with your local runners, how do you expect to compete with the horses? And now you've eret shalom atavoteach in the land that you expect. You have to add a very important word to this pasuk, and that is to expect. In the land where you expect there to be peace, meaning in your hometown, atavoteach, you had confidence, false confidence, that all would be well and peaceful. Ve'eich ta'aseh, what are you going to do, Yirmiyah, b'go'in ha'yardain, when you go up to the region of the Yardain, which is an allusion, I guess, to going in the vicinity of Yerushalayim, which is near the Yardain to some degree, and you go up there, the go'on, the mighty people, the mighty, wicked people, just wait what they have in store for you. You're in a lot of trouble. Let's take a look over here at the Mitzudos Pasuk Hey. Ki'im raglim ratzta vayalucha. Lefi sheyirmiyah lo hayadai makir bepoil marbis rishas bnei Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. He did not yet recognize this point on Perek Yudal of the wickedness of the people of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. Lechein amalei b'mashal haloi hischabarta lo tziachin amanoshim holchei regel kimoyischa. Yirmiyah, so far you've been competing with people of your own kind of anosos. V'hineihem hilucha, and look, they wore you out. Kinaseitz oyev yogea lo rutz b'shav lochem. You can't even compete with them. V'yech tischoreh. How are you going to be with the people who are on the horses? They're your own, your landsmen. Look how many evils they did. You're afraid of them. In tischabarim anshe Yerushalayim v'soleihem ki oz takir birishasam ki flyim mibnei anosos. There it's going to be double what you used to over here anosos. Choymer vialki godlo roasam mehutzra vialki godlo roasam mehutzra chul hamshlos nivuchanetzah lovo yalem. And because the evil is so bad, that is why I brought nivuchanetzah upon them to destroy them. Uviyeret shalom. Now he's playing the mashal. The Omar be Yoischa be Eret Shalom be Anosos in Koyvecha, when you were living in the land of peace with your fellow relatives. V'chi ata batuach bohem shloyasim cha ruah batech bohem shloyasim ruah. Did you not have confidence? Did you not expect that they would not do harm to you? The eich, and yet look what happened. You had false confidence that they would not harm you, and now they wanted to kill you. The eich im kein taseh bitachon. How then are you going to have confidence to succeed in the place, the Goin Hayardain, that's the name of a location, Shehu Ma'on Arayos. The Goin Hayardain is where lions hang out. Lion's Den. And that's a reference, it's a code word for Yerushalayim. Ritzon Eloimar, Eich Tamod Mulanshe Yerushalayim Visarehem. You are in for a lot of trouble when you go up against the mighty people in Yerushalayim. So Hashem over here is warning Yirmiyah, it's not going to be. Okay, now we have to do the Rashi and the Radak. We'll leave that in Mitzvah for tomorrow because we're out of time.